Hey guys, it's Jesse.
And Hannah.
And Benny.
Yay, we have a guest! Yeah, so...
It's very exciting.
What's going on with you guys?
Well, we just came... We're at my parents' house right now, and we came here because Benny needs to get their dress hemmed for the wedding, so my mom is going to do some pinning and cutting and stuff like that. And Benny also cut my hair some, so it looks a little nicer.
It looks good.
Thank you, darling. And we're going to eat some cake and hang out and maybe con my parents into buying us dinner.
Oh, hell yeah. Is cake for, like, a special occasion? Or
no, my mom just always has cake around.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's a good mom.
I wish my mom always had cake around.
She just always has cats around instead.
Yeah. Or she's not around. I don't know. She's very weird. She's been sitting... in her car, on her phone, in the driveway, like, just texting or watching TikToks since, like, I don't know, like, 2?
So, oh, no.
It's been, like, 2 hours. I don't fucking know.
Why doesn't she come inside?
I don't know! It doesn't make any sense. I think she just forgot that she can come inside.
I'm concerned for your mother.
Yeah.
Okay, life updates?
I have off from literally Monday through Monday. I don't have to do shit.
That's awesome.
Which will be good. And I think I need to move up to 30 milligrams of Adderall because, yeah, I'm not productive enough at all. So
I just moved up to 300 Wellbutrin from 150. So we're living.
Oh,
life.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to go pick it up today. I feel the same, really. Because I have 150 pills, so she was like, just double up until you get the new prescription. So I've been doing that, but now I'm out, so. My head looks like 3 times the size of Benny's here. When my head is really...
I know! I didn't want to say it.
I know. They're behind me here.
Okay. Now your heads look like the same size. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grad school continues to be irritating, but it's fine. I started a Patreon.
Did you get the stuff done? Okay, good.
I did. I started a Patreon for my fanfic persona because I was sick of not getting paid for all the fanfic that I write. And I have one patron, which is so exciting. I make $9 a month now.
Nice.
I was so thrilled about it when I got this patron because I was not expecting to get any. And I have like 9 Twitter followers from people who have read the fanfic.
Oh, yeah, for your Twitter persona. So yes.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
And other than that, they finally announced, gave me the date for the cover reveal for my next book. It's going to be December 4th.
Okay.
And we're getting married three weeks from today.
Wow. Very exciting.
Yeah, so that's wild. Okay, Benny, life updates?
I'm here. I just finished my second week on my new job. It's going really well so far. It's definitely weird working in a library during a pandemic and everything is strange, but I really like my boss and my coworkers and everybody.
Oh, that's
good. And it's been going pretty well so far. I finally got internet at my house last night. I've been fighting with Comcast for the last 3 weeks to get it up and running.
Uh-huh.
I basically had to buy another modem to trick them into using my old modem. So now I have to return the other one because it was $200 and I'm not using it. So I would like that back. I have math homework due at 3 a.m. that I still haven't done yet. So
wait, math homework?
Yeah.
Wait, are you in school?
I'm doing a college algebra course right now because I want to do a post-bac in computer science, and that's part of the...
Oh, yes, I did know about that.
Yeah, that's part of the prereq for applying for the program, so I needed to get that course taken care of first, and I've gotten into the habit of starting my week's worth of work due on Saturday, started on Saturday. So
that's what I do with my homework. So my homework's not due until Monday, so I'm like, I'm not doing shit tonight.
Oh my God, you guys stress me out.
I mean, last week was really fun because it's supposed to be due at midnight, but I'm taking it through the community college back in Oregon, and I forgot that it was due at midnight in Oregon, which meant that I had an extra 3 hours to get it done.
Actually, that's kind of good though.
Yeah.
Especially because I'm a night owl, so I got it done at around 2:30 in the morning.
No, thank you.
All right. Should we talk Queer as Folk?
Yeah.
What did you think of this episode?
It was good. It was good.
Okay. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time, Benny and I watched this together, and we spent a lot of time talking about the pure insanity of what Debbie did when you really look at it.
Yes.
Where did she get that purple heart? You'd like to know.
I was thinking about that. Ugh, she's crazy.
And she changed her name.
Yes.
Based on some guy she'd never met that she found in the newspaper.
Yes.
And named her son after them when she could easily have justified just giving her son her maiden name.
Yes.
Because she wasn't married. But I guess Michael was supposed to think that she was married to him. I
don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. And just the fact that Debbie wouldn't be okay with her son having a drag queen for a father, like, just doesn't fit in with anything that we know about Debbie.
Not at all. What, was she worried that her son was going to be homophobic? He has a gay uncle. Yeah. He's not going to be homophobic.
Yeah. And she, like, raised him gay, so it's her fault. Literally. That he's gay in the first place. Michael was not a natural born homosexual. Michael was molded.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
I'm still torn up about how his fake father was a real person who presumably lived somewhere in the area at that point, which meant that he probably had relatives that were in that area somewhere. So, like...
And Debbie just went and was like, I need that purple heart.
Like, I'm just going to take his name. Sorry for your loss. Can I have that?
Oh, I know. It's so bizarre. That craziness aside, I really do like this episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
The stuff with Justin is kind of a prelude to what happens next episode, because obviously that plot's not finished.
Mm-hmm.
The reveal of Davina DeVore leads to some great lines later, like when Michael says, I'm half Italian and half drag queen.
Oh, my God.
But it never really comes up again. We don't see her again. Or
all right. Like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else happens?
Nothing. Ted doesn't do any. Oh, no. The lesbians were really fucking annoying.
The lesbians. Oh, my God. The fact that the school actively says, yes, we're looking for students from same-sex parents. And then they get rejected and they automatically just assume it's because they're lesbians. This is why people hate lesbians.
Yes.
This is why.
Yes. And they're valid.
Yes. It's like you probably were just rejected for some other reason. Like your kid sucks.
Yes.
Like why would you jump to this conclusion?
Or you suck as parents and they just don't want to deal with you and they're like the kid just fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they just didn't have space or like whatever the fuck. They picked names out of a hat. There's lots of reasons.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. I think this is a thing that literally only happens in New York or in fucking TV shows. Because my mom worked at multiple preschools and they always need more kids. They're always like, fuck, we need more money. So what does that mean? You allow more children into your fucking school. So, I don't understand why they would have rejected literally anyone. That's dumb.
Gus is just that terrible.
It doesn't make any sense. The mom's an artist. The other mom is a lawyer and same sex. Wouldn't this win them points?
But he's white, so. Fuck white babies.
Yeah, I guess that's valid.
Just fuck them. okay, so who are we going to start with and dive in?
Let's start with Michael, because I liked his plot a lot.
Okay. So, Michael gets kind of roped into helping Ted find someone for the Angels Over Pittsburgh fundraiser, which is important to Michael because it was a charity that helped Vic a lot.
Yes.
When Vic was really sick. After meeting Davina DeVore, who blows them off, he ends up looking up Danny DeVore in his mom's old yearbook, discovers that it's a picture of himself.
Yep.
Paul Sparks with shorter hair and glasses.
And then, of course, immediately concludes correctly that Davina is his father.
Yep. And then
whether Davina is trans or just a drag queen is something that's really inconsistently handled in the episode.
Yes.
And because the show doesn't understand trans things at all.
Yep.
So it's like, are you a woman? Are you not a woman? What? Excuse me. excuse me, but like we don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
mood.
Yeah, I thought like it was like fine for Davina to live in this like gray area of gender. Yeah. Like a lot of drag queens are like gender queer in some way. Cool. Just like, yeah. I like, we already talked about how Debbie was homophobic for no reason. But I did really like the picture of the actress like in high school that was just like put into the yearbook.
Jesse, come back.
Oh, am I frozen?
Jesse.
Hello?
Jesse.
Hello.
Jesse, we need you.
Oh no.
How are we supposed to run this?
We're just gonna talk on our own. We're just gonna have the Hannah and Benny podcast.
That's I'm fine. No, okay. I guess I will be here until it fucking connects. Jesse. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes! Yes!
Thank God. Okay, well, what I was trying to say was that I really like the picture of young Debbie, like the actress in yes. the yearbook. I thought it was very fun.
Well, Sharon Glass was in Cagney and Lacey, right? That was her show?
I have literally no idea.
I think so.
That would be news to me.
She was a star when she was younger. She was a TV star.
I've, like, literally never seen her before, so I was a little surprised.
Cagney and Lacey, yeah. She was Cagney in Cagney and Lacey.
Okay.
So, yeah. She was beautiful.
Give me one moment. Bulby is screaming.
Sure. Jesse probably edits this out, but this happens just about every episode.
Okay.
We have to stop because Bulby's screaming.
Come on.
Let's sometimes edit out and sometimes not.
Yes, Bulby.
Bulby!
Hi, baby!
Hi, Bulby!
Ugh, he has the worst separation anxiety of literally any cat I've ever seen in my whole life.
I was just like, where's my dog? And he's in this crate. He's fine. I just had a moment where I forgot where he was. All right, yes. The picture, scene the picture for was cute. And I actually do like the scene that we have with Debbie and Davina. When
yeah.
Debbie goes to the hotel room.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, really interesting, especially for, like, the kind of, like, growth that it gave for Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciated that.
Yeah. And I like the line when Debbie says, what was I supposed to do? Say, come back and marry me? Because it kind of does show, like, she really didn't have that many options.
Yeah.
Like, of course, what she chose was insane.
Yes.
But you can kind of understand the panic that she was in at the time. And she was young. She was, like, 17.
Mm-hmm.
And just how she did this ridiculous thing, and then she just had to stick with it.
Yeah.
She couldn't go back and say, your name's not actually Novotny.
Yeah.
It was done. I like that she chose an Italian, though. Like, that's very Debbie. Like, she's like, I have to find someone Italian.
Yeah. I like that, I don't know, just, like, there was so much fondness from Davina, like, towards Debbie, like, even,
mm-hmm.
like, when she wasn't around.
I really liked that, yeah.
It's so sad because, like, there really could be so much there, but you just said that she never comes back.
No, we're going to date the cop instead. So.
Are you fucking kidding
Woo-hoo.
Me?
Oh, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, God, we're going to have to cancel Debbie.
I know.
All right, well, I did also like the scene with Ben and Michael in Michael's old room. That was really cute.
Yes, Ben was adorable.
Mm-hmm. He didn't do anything else this episode.
Ben, no, he was just in that one scene, I think.
Okay.
Who knows? He doesn't get his own plots yet. Soon. Soon he'll get stuff.
Yeah.
Lesbians?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck the lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
just fuck them. Like, this plot was so stupid. I did enjoy the scene with Lindsay and Brian at the preschool.
I didn't like Lindsay's that he fucking kissed her on the mouth. Can Brian stop kissing people on the mouth?
That is part of the rules. He's not supposed to be doing it. But, When Lindsay was like, there was a time I thought it could have been us. What about you? And he just says no and just shuts her down.
I love that. Like, thank God.
That was so great. Like, she's so in love with him.
Yeah.
It's so irritating.
He could literally beat her to the point of near death. And she would be like, I love you. You've given me everything in your life and blah, blah, blah. You're so important to me.
She's a bigger Brian apologist than I am, which is hard. It's a hard thing to be.
I mean, I feel like Justin and Lindsay so far have been bigger Brian apologists than you, so.
Justin's not going to do that forever. Justin, especially in season four, which I hate season four, as you know, but Justin is fantastic in it.
Okay, then Justin I'll just probably does not enjoy take Brian's
shit.
Yeah.
And it's really great.
Yeah. Okay, I well, feel like that's forever, a good sign. I love when people don't take other people's shit.
Justin's character development is beautiful.
Okay, okay.
Watching him from season one to season five is lovely. He grows up so much, but not in a way that feels unrealistic. It's just like, it's really great to watch.
Good. I'm excited.
There's a reason he's my fave. Brian could have great character development, but then they fuck with it. Fuck the show.
They said, close but not
the
quite.
The show said no. The show said, actually, he just needs to be our soapbox from which we spew certain opinions and not actually a fully developed character, even though we've been making him a fully developed character, but now we're going to stop. And he's just going to spout one-dimensional ideas about what queer life should be like.
I hate it.
Yeah, it's not great. It's better than what they do to Michael if you're a Michael fan, because wow, do they just make Michael an asshole.
Well, I don't think anyone was a Michael fan to begin with, so.
It, when the show was airing, there was a big battle between people who shipped Brian and Justin and people who shipped Brian and Michael, because in the UK version, the Brian and Michael characters ended up together.
Okay, yes. But so I bet the UK Michael was less irritating.
No,
he wasn't. He was just as irritating. But Brian was also horrible.
Everybody was really bad. Horrible. Except for, like, the Daphne equivalent.
And the lesbians were kind of okay, actually.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Daphne anytime soon?
We will see Daphne very soon.
Okay.
3 episodes from now, I think we'll see Daphne.
Not soon enough.
I know. And Daphne's in every season.
Okay, thank God. She does.
We're never going to see a whole lot of her, but she shows up in every season.
Okay.
Yeah. I know. I love her, too. I wish there was more.
Yeah. I cannot get over why the fuck would they say, no, your kid can't come here? What a horrible business model.
I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't want to deal with Lindsay that frequently either.
Also, they both wore turtlenecks to the meeting, and I think that was a red flag for the preschool. They were like, we can't have two turtleneck lesbians in one couple. It's too much. And can you really blame them? I couldn't deal with two turtleneck lesbians.
I am two turtleneck lesbians.
And I love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Brian and Justin?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin can't afford school.
Mm-hmm. Because his dad's being an asshole.
His dad is a...
From off screen.
A lame ass shit. And so... he decides to become a go-go dancer.
Mm-hmm. Which, he's a bad dancer.
No, he's a good dancer. He's like, no, Randy's like a trained dancer.
They don't show it this episode, that's for sure.
All right.
They show the other go-go dancers, like, doing, like, really interesting dancing. And then they just show him, like, step touching, basically.
Of the other go-go dancers, we have another Degrassi cameo. The go-go dancer that they help down, who talks to them and, like, convinces Justin to interview, is Ellie's boyfriend, who works at the Core in Degrassi. She goes to college. Jesse.
Oh.
He was also in Radio Free Roscoe before he was in Degrassi, so good to see him, as always. Love our Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
It was another Canadian show on the end that I loved that aired with Degrassi back-to-back. Mm. And there was a lot of crossover between actors. So, yeah, always nice to see a Degrassi person. Always also, of course, nice to see a terrible Jewish character, which we get, of course, with Gary Saperstein, who owns Babylon. He's terrible, he's smarmy, and he's Jewish. So, thank you, show.
Yeah.
Mm. This show hates Jews. This show is made by Jews who just hate themselves.
Doesn't really make any sense.
No, because Jews are great, so love yourself. I don't know.
Sad.
Yeah, they're, like, old ancient gays, and they probably were, like, excluded from Judaism from being gay, like, way back in, like, the, you know, 1800s, and now they're, like, they have baggage about, like, oh, religion's bad. They're like my dad. Ugh. Like, if my dad made a show, the Jewish characters would all suck.
That is so dumb.
Yes.
Full offense to your dad.
Full offense to my dad.
Like, Jews love gays. Most
I know.
Gays that I know are Jewish.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, most people you know are Jewish.
And gay.
You're kind of in a bubble.
I know. Yeah. The other day, with like when it was like figured out that Biden won. So I guess like weeks ago, whatever.
Which time?
Yeah.
Yeah. My parents, I guess, were talking about their Republican friends. And I don't know. I was like, why are you friends with Republicans? They were like, we can't end our friendships. You shouldn't end friendships with people just because they have different political opinions than you. And I was like, thinking to myself, geez, I'm so glad I never have to fucking do that because everyone I know is Jewish and gay.
My sister has some Republican friends. She's got a couple who she's friends with. They're like never Trump Republicans. Yeah. So they're like not the worst Republicans, but like they're still Republicans.
Yeah.
And, like, I've met them. They're very nice. But I couldn't be, like, good friends with
them. Oh, like, what do these people talk about? My friends and I, we talk about politics.
Yeah, they talk about politics, too. They just disagree with each other. Yeah,
you don't want to listen in on those conversations. I have conservative relatives, so I have heard plenty of those holiday conversations, and they are not fun to sit through.
I just, like, so not my life, you know?
So not mine, either.
No comment.
So, Justin becomes a go-go dancer.
Yes.
I have a poster of him with his angel wings on my wall.
That was cute. I did like the costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked cute. But it looks like this might not be a great choice for him, seeing as how he had to blow his boss, or no, his boss had to blow him in order for him to.
Which, like, okay, cool. Like.
Okay. We also, Betty and I also discussed this. My best friend is a gay man.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that gay men really love giving blowjobs.
Huh?
That's what he says. I know. It's my least favorite thing to do in the world.
I like, it's fine. But like, okay, first of all, don't most people prefer to be on the receiving end?
Apparently not.
But you aren't, you're not finishing if you're not, if you're just the giver.
I think
some people do.
Some people are, no offense, stupid.
I think if you could come really easily, you're not stupid. I think you're a genius.
I think they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, Seth says that it's great to give blowjobs.
Like as foreplay, maybe.
Yeah, but remember when we saw... Oh, never mind. That hasn't happened yet. I was about to reference something in season 3 because we watched it with Benny and I was confused. Apparently, it's really good to give, like, a young hot guy a blowjob.
But then that's it. Like, that's the end of the sentence.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either, but the show was made by gay men, so I figure they know.
Like, even if it wasn't, like, men, do you still come to the same conclusion that it doesn't make any sense?
You know what? Lesbians, I kind of could see it, actually. It's like an honor to, like, go down on, like, certain people, right? Like, it's like...
Yeah, like, I can see it, but, like...
Like, if it was a celebrity, you'd want to go down on them more than you'd want them to go down on you.
I wouldn't want it to be one-sided.
That's fair. But, like, if it had to be one-sided, I would rather be like, I ate up Britney Spears. Because, like, that's Britney Spears. Rather than just, like, I had oral sex from someone that was probably the same as oral sex I would get from anyone else.
I mean, the only equivalent I can think of right now is going back to season 1 with Emmett and Zach O'Toole.
Yeah. Remember how excited Emmett was to blow Zach O'Toole?
I mean, yes. Yeah.
It's like that.
But also, like, I don't understand Justin's reaction to it then, like, afterwards. So, like, you know, as people, in society, especially AFAB people, socialized to be women, regardless of how we are now, impressed upon us that, like, it is, like, gross or harassment for your boss to force you to do something to them more so than it would be for your boss to, like, force you to accept, like, oral sex from him.
Yeah, I can't think of a situation in which a man would force a woman to accept oral sex from him.
I see.
It just doesn't seem like a thing that happens. Well, yeah, because men are selfish assholes, but...
Like, I think that's the perspective that I'm coming from, is why I don't understand it.
I think it's just, like, Saperstein's this, like, old, ugly guy. And it's, like, if he can give a blowjob to Justin... In gay world, he's old. So if he can give a blowjob to Justin and make Justin come, he's, like, he feels like a sex god. He's, like, look what I can do to this young, hot guy.
It's not that hard.
I didn't write the show, Jesse.
I think I just, like, don't like that it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Whatever. I just have to live with it.
I mean, like, when I, like, really, like, respect a guy, like, when I really, like, a guy, I want to give him a hand job. That's what I want to do. So, like, it's like giving him, like, a congratulatory handshake, but, like, with his dick. Like, I just, like, want to give him a hand job. And that's all I want to do with him because I don't like men. And I don't want any of my orifices anywhere near him, but I'll give him a hand job. It's like me saying, like, hey, thanks.
this makes any sense.
But now I'm just thinking about hand jobs, so I've lost it. Anyway, Justin lets Saperstein blow him and gets to dance on the bar, and Brian is worried.
Brian's worried?
You didn't get Brian being worried in that last scene when he was pouting and saying, I'm doing my homework and...
I did. Yeah. No, I mean, like, yeah. No, I know he's worried about Justin being a go-go dancer. Yeah. And he has offered to pay for Justin's school multiple times.
Yes.
What was he saying about Justin, like, being an investment or whatever?
Oh, because he's saying, well, Justin says, I basically owe you my life.
Yeah.
And Brian was like, what do you mean basically or practically?
Yes.
And so basically it's like he saved Justin's life. So now he's made an investment in Justin.
Okay. And so he wants Justin to succeed, which is why he would pay for school.
Because he saved his life.
Okay.
Yeah.
This makes more sense to me now.
Yeah. But of course, that's all just an excuse. And really, it's because he loves Justin and wants Justin to not have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The scene in the car is cute where they're talking about it. I like that scene.
Yeah, I like that scene as well. Yeah. I guess it would be different if Justin was like, hey, I'm interested in doing this thing, rather than like, I really need money. I guess I'll do this thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see the conclusion of this next episode.
Okay.
All right. And then rapidly move on and never talk about it again. I guess we're ready for hot or not.
Yeah. My hot is going to go to Michael because, you know, he wants the truth for himself, not because he wants a relationship with his dad, which, like, totally valid. But then also, like, after talking to Davina the second time, and she's like, your mom kind of needs you to believe this is the truth, no matter what the truth actually is. And then he goes back and, like, tells Debbie that she can't take down that fake-ass shrine, which, like, was never there before this episode, but whatever. I thought that was really, like, mature of him and, like, selfless.
Yeah. Okay, Benny, I have to go last, so.
I'm going to go with Brian primarily for shutting Lindsay the fuck down the way he did.
Yes!
Because she 100% deserved it, but also for looking after Justin and trying to take care of him, even if he's a little bit resistant to it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to Justin. I like his confidence when he applied for the job. I think he looks hot in his angel wings. And he wants to do something for himself and provide for himself. And he doesn't want to always have Brian looking out for him. And I can respect that, even though he should take Brian's money.
Yeah.
Just take money when people offer you money. Just take the money.
Yes.
Not.
I I'm going to go with the easy answer, the lesbians.
I figured that Lindsay would not be available Lindsay. Once we got to me.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about giving it to Justin, and I was like, I can't really rationalize giving it to Justin, but obviously Lindsay is stupid, and if she thought that her and Brian were ever going to get married, I literally, her reality doesn't exist, so.
I know. She needs so much therapy. Yes. So much.
Yeah.
And then she needs to leave Melanie and go marry a man like she wants to.
She literally isn't a lesbian.
I know.
So stupid.
Just wait. Just wait.
All right, Benny.
Okay, Benny. Not?
I think I'm just going to go with Debbie just because she still confuses the fuck out of me this episode. And I'm still, like, boggled at her thought process with the whole storytelling thing. And I'm still, like, very worried that she just took that purple heart from somebody who just from some family who just had a loss. Like, where did it come from? And like, kind of just stealing this dead person's life into her own story, like very soon after he died. And I'm concerned. I have concerns.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm gonna give it to Vic because he reveals, I mean, the better options were taken, but he reveals that Danny and Debbie knew each other, knowing that Danny DeVore is Michael's father, and then won't give Michael any information. It's all, oh, I don't know what's going on. I don't see any resemblance. And it's just completely useless, but also extremely unconvincing. So he's not helping either side at all.
Yes.
And he's just causing chaos for no reason and then not participating in the chaos.
I'm kind of into that, though.
Yeah,
like,
I am too. It's a mood. It's a mood.
It is absolutely a mood. Like, it is absolutely terrible behavior, and he deserves not, but at the same time, I can't blame him.
Listen, there's a reason I get Vic on all the Which Queerest Folk Are You character tests.
Oh my god.
I am Vic. I get it. All right, let's pull up next episode.
Loving the Dead Air, which I'm Love not going to cut out. Sorry about that.
Great. Love it. Okay, it is called The Dangers of Sex and Drugs.
Okay.
Justin's making too much money as a go-go dancer to care about his suffering schoolwork. George offers to take Emmett on a world tour. Detective Horvath returns to the diner to ask Debbie out on a date.
Disgusting.
It is.
He has but George had and Emmett's world tour is adorable. Yeah, I am excited about George and Emmett.
Yeah, we haven't seen George in a hot minute, so it's good to see him.
I feel like we didn't even see Emmett this episode. Like, I know he was there, but
he was. Yeah, he was just, like, around with Ted and Michael not doing anything.
Yeah. And last episode, Ted had a bad plot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing my faves dirty.
Emmett has some stuff coming up.
Okay. Well.
And there's a lot of Emmett and Ted in season 3. They got a lot to do.
Thank God.
Ugh. Season 3 is so good, Jesse.
I'm it's very so excited for good. It. Yeah.
So very good. Easily the best season.
I love 2, but I love 3.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And now we're past the point where, like, Brian and Justin are, like, happy in the background, so we're getting interesting things from them, so.
Yep.
But they didn't have a fight, so. When you said that they would stop being in this happy bubble, I really was so worried that it was going to be, like, they have a massive fight and break up and blah, blah, blah.
You'll see. There's a lot's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not all fun. It's not, but
it gets.
Would I love this show if it didn't all work out in the end?
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
It is a gay fantasy.
I guess that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. That's it then.
Cool. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Twitter at @AlittleTooHarsh, @Jesse_Quinn, @HannahMosk, and Benny, do you want to plug your stuff or no?
Sure. I'm @LibraryBenny. Please give me money. I just moved and I have bills to pay.
Yes. Very much yes. That's it. Adopt a cat.